Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name's Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by...
me, Emmett, the lad, as always.
Today's episode is going to be kind of a different category. We decided to go the route of geography family trivia, which is going to be kind of cool. We're going to talk about the earth and all the different places and things that make up geography that is our wonderful planet. But before we do that, we are going to jump into today's fan question of the week. This one, just kind of like the last fan question of the week, was a very special one. This one comes from someone near and dear to the Family Trivia with Dad and Lad family. Inside the family, this is from Grandma, the Grandma. So here we go. Here is Grandma's question.
Here's a question for you. Is dry ice really ice?
Is dry ice actually ice?
No.
No.
Why, it's just liquid nitrogen.
Liquid nitrogen, you say? Okay. All right. Let's go to Grandma and get the answer.
The answer is no. Dry ice is actually frozen carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide gas turns into dry ice when the temperature drops to negative 110 degrees Fahrenheit. That's right, 110 degrees below zero.
Wow. So not liquid nitrogen.
Not
that's
liquid
different.
Nitrogen.
But frozen carbon dioxide. There yeah. You go. Not ice at all. Well, that's cold. That is cold. Negative 110.
Like, imagine you're sticking your hand in there.
Yeah, right. I don't think you'd have much of a hand left after. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Grandma, for sending in that speak pipe for us. If you would like to be the featured fan question of the week, we would love it. Even if you've already sent us one, send us another one, because we could definitely use some extra questions. So please log on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. Leave us a question and don't forget the answer. And you could be featured on an upcoming episode. All right, with that, we are going to jump in head first into geography trivia. Is geography one of your strong points in school there, lad?
Yes.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, I like history better, though.
Okay. Yeah, they're all kind of hand-in-hand-ish.
History is probably my favorite subject.
Sure. Well, here we go with the first round of questions. The first five questions are the easiest questions we are going to come up with today. These ones most people in the car at home are going to be able to answer. We call this round...
the Trivia Tots.
So here we go. Trivia Tots, question one, geography trivia. What continent is home to lions, pyramids, and the Nile River?
Africa.
Africa is correct. Now, it's kind of fun. The Nile River is the longest river in the world, right? But do you know the other fun fact about the Nile River?
It's the longest river in the world?
I just said that.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
There is one other fun fact about it. Do you know what that is? It's very unique. That river flows north instead of south, which is kind of interesting. Most rivers flow from the north to the south. Do you know that there's another river that flows north? The Fox River.
Oh.
Here in Green Bay. Yeah. Well, in Wisconsin, I should say, because the Fox River is pretty big. But
Sorry, I'm kind of laughing because Dolly's arm makes her look like she's a bodybuilder.
All right. The studio dog is sitting on the couch looking out the window, and the lad wanted to bring it up. All right. Question number two. Which country is shaped like a boot?
Italy.
Italy is correct. Very good. It has a very distinct shape. It does look like a boot. And there's the area of Sicily, like the island of Sicily, that goes off the toe of the boot. Yeah, I've never, that's on my to-do list of places to go. It's on the bucket list. What about you?
Anywhere. I just want to leave the freaking country.
She's okay.
I mean, I think Italy would be fun.
All right.
I really want to go to Europe someday. That would be really fun.
Yeah, that would be a good time. Question three. Which ocean borders the west coast of the United States?
The Pacific Ocean?
The Pacific Ocean is correct. Very good. Pacific Ocean is the largest and deepest ocean on Earth. It's a very, very big one. I do sometimes get the Pacific and the Atlantic mixed up sometimes in my brain.
Yeah.
You just got to remember what coast you're on.
When I think of Atlantic, I just think of the right side of Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. All right. Question number four. Which country is home to the Great Wall?
China.
China is correct. Take a stab. How long do you think the Great Wall of China is?
Goes through the whole entire country.
Yep. How long is that?
6,000 miles.
6,000. More than double it.
So like 24,000?
Not quite. No, that was quadrupling it.
18,000.
13,000 wow. miles long. That's a crazy... Just imagine though, like the... How long it took to make a thing out of like masonry, out of bricks and stuff. That's 13,000 miles long.
I mean, it is part of the, I think it was the seven wonders of the ancient world, right?
Yeah, I think so.
There's only like two left, but like, I'm not going to say any of them because I know I'm going to be, if I did, I would be a psychic and guess one of the next questions.
I just have a hard time picturing myself like making a wall out of bricks that's like 100 feet long, let alone
yeah,
let alone 13,000 miles. Pretty bonkers. All right, and finally, question number five: which U.S. state is made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct. Hawaii's got active volcanoes. And it was the last state to join the United States in 1959.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like Hawaii is actively expanding all the time just because there is active volcanoes and that's what creates the islands.
Hawaii, I want to go there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry, we'll get there. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tot round. The first five questions in the books. The lad is doing great. 5 for 5 so far. But now the difficulty of the questions is going to go up. In this next round of 5 questions, we call it the...
Mind movers.
The mind movers. I think he had a little brain fart there.
Brain cramp.
Here we go. Question number 6. What is the name of the imaginary line that encircles Earth halfway between the North and South Pole?
The equator.
The equator is correct. Very good. Yeah, there's not really like an official, like if only there was like an actual line that they drew. That you could see, but no, it's a, they have it marked in certain places, but yeah, the closer you get to the equator, the warmer your climate is. Yep. I've been close to the equator or closer to the equator, but I've never actually like been on it.
The cousin has.
Yep. Yes. The cousin
has. She was right on the equator once. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Question number 7. What is the smallest continent by land area?
Australia.
Australia is correct. Yeah, very good.
So it's also a country.
Yeah, and it's the only continent that's also just one single country.
And then there's an island by that called New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's its own country, right?
Yes. Yes, it is a separate country. Question number 8. Which ocean touches Africa, Asia, and Australia.
The Southern Ocean.
The Southern Ocean is incorrect.
Indian Ocean.
The Indian Ocean is better. That's a better answer. Yeah. It is the third largest ocean in the world. Someday we'll put our feet in the Indian Ocean. Someday we'll get there. Question number 9. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is correct. It's over 29,000 feet high and continues to grow because we have shifting tectonic plates. So tectonic plates are the plates that are below the surface of the earth that basically kind of move around. And when they crash together, that's what made the mountains.
Well, actually, Mount Everest itself is actually not the tallest mountain. Because it's the tallest mountain, it's because the Himalayas are below it. Like, Mount Everest is on top of the Himalayan mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, like, Mount Everest, if it was just a normal mountain without the help of the Himalayans, it would honestly be not the tallest.
No. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it needs to be. It's held up on a really high table.
Yes.
Sure. It's also a really good ride at Disney.
I still need to ride that.
All right, and finally, the last one of the mind move around, question 10. What is the largest hot desert in the world?
The Sahara Desert.
The Sahara Desert is correct. Yes.
I would say Antarctica if you said just desert.
Yep. Yep. Good thing I put the word hot in there.
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
Did you know that the Sahara is roughly the size of the entire United States?
What?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, that concept of this, that's how big the Sahara Desert is. It's the size of the United States. Sometimes maps just don't do the size of things justice. It's pretty crazy.
There's this website that my friend likes. It's called The Real Size Of.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, change, like, the size or find out the real size of countries and in continents.
Yeah, because if you look at some of our maps have been kind of distorted in the way that many of them have been made. And so certain countries are way smaller or way bigger than they actually are.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And that's going to do it for the mind move around. Emmett is doing fantastic. 9 for 10. Been doing awesome. That one Indian Ocean question. That's it. Especially coming off the perfect game from the last episode. But we're going to turn up the difficulty even further. We're going to go into the hardest questions I could find on geometry. I was going to say geometry.
That would be such a boring episode.
Some people really like geometry. No.
No. Vlad does not like math.
No, no.
Math in general. No.
All right. So we got really hard geography questions. Then I was going to say geology again.
Caught yourself.
Oh, been a day. So yeah, we're going to jump into the hardest questions we have to find. So get your hip waders, double knot your shoes, pull up your socks, put on a helmet. Strap your helmet, put on the chest protectors, get your mitt, put on your sunglasses, because these are the hardest questions we have to offer. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. What is the deepest part of any ocean on the planet?
The Mariana Trench.
The Mariana Trench is correct. So,
woo.
The Mariana Trench is deeper than Mount Everest is tall. So if you were to take Mount Everest and flip it down into the ocean, the trench goes lower than the entire Mount Everest does.
Yes, it's so deep.
It is over 36,000 feet deep. I don't think we've even been close to the bottom, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, the pressure is so tense down there.
Yep. Yep. There's like, I would assume that there's like there's species of fish that we've never seen before and stuff down there. So that's crazy stuff. Question 12. The names of the five great lakes are Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie, Lake Superior, and Lake Blank.
Ontario.
Lake Ontario is correct. Good job. Did you kind of assume that I was going to have like a fill in the blank as I was reading them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So together, the five Great Lakes hold 21% of the entire world's surface freshwater.
That's crazy.
A quarter of the world's freshwater is in the Great Lakes. Pretty wild stuff.
Also, if all of Lake Superior's water was let out, it would flood the entire United States.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd believe that. I was just on Lake Superior. We just went on a fishing trip.
And you didn't even touch a single rod.
I did not. We caught two fish. They were good fish, but yes. All right. Question number 13. Norway is famous for having this type of land mass that has deep sea inlets that cut into the land like little fingers. What are these inlets called?
Roots? I don't know.
Oh, roots is such a good answer. I do like where your head's at there. Yeah, I don't know if this is probably coming up on geography that you'll be having soon. These little inlets in Norway and also kind of in like the Scandinavian countries are called fjords.
Fjords.
Yep. Have you ever heard the word fjord before?
Yep.
It's like one of my favorite words ever. Like, kind of want to just be like, fjords.
Fjords. Fjords.
Fjords. Fjords. But I do. It's like if Norway had fingers, that's what they would be.
But also, one of your other favorite words is spelunking.
Spelunking. What if you could go spelunking in the fjords?
That's impossible.
That'd be fantastic. Question number 14. Which U.S. state has the most neighboring states?
Maine.
Maine is a great guess, but incorrect. We would have taken one of two answers. The two answers we're looking for are either Tennessee or Missouri. They are both tied with 8 border states.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Tennessee and Missouri both border 8 different states. Pretty wild. You could go in one direction or I should say you could go in multiple directions and hit 8 different states attached to your state. That's pretty crazy. And finally, the last question, question number 15. Which country is both the easternmost and westernmost country in the world?
The Philippines.
The Philippines is a great guess. You're in a kind of the right part of the world, but incorrect. The answer we are looking for
Singapore?
Is Russia.
Oh.
Russia. So it is really, really crazy because Russia is so big that it has 11 time zones. 11. I think the United States has what? Like if 3. if you don't count Alaska and Hawaii, we have Pacific, Mountain, Central, and Eastern. I think we have four time zones. Russia has 11. And they go over what's called the international dateline, which means Russia, it can be two different days in Russia at the same time. Depending on where you are in Russia, you're actually in a different day, which is just also crazy in itself. But, and that is going to do it, folks, for geography family trivia. Fantastic job, lad. And hopefully you at home maybe picked up something, did well, learned something here. I know this was kind of a warm up for school getting started not too long. I know I said the S word. Oh, I know. Sorry for all the kids that are at home listening at this or in the car listening to this. But yep, school is coming. And so we got to get our brains going just like we used to. If you enjoyed this trivia, please make sure you hit a 5-star review and leave us a comment on either Apple or Spotify or whoever it is you're listening to us. Those reviews help us to find other families that like trivia just like you. Also, if you want to be the featured fan of the week, we would love for you to give us a question and an answer at speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia. We really appreciate those. We also want to take a quick moment. We haven't had an episode come out yet since we did our live event. And we just wanted to say again, thank you to all of everybody who came to our live event and participated. We had such a good time with that. I think that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We want to say thank you to everybody for coming back and listening each and every week. Lad, do you have any final thoughts about geography before we sign off?
It was fun. I really liked geography.
Yeah. All right, folks. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support. See you later.
Alligators.